Taking the little letter in my mouth, I climbed out of the ditch, hurried across the field, which was quiet now and almost dark, and found my way back to the big car. I dropped my letter at the feet of one of the men who were there, and in a short time I was leading them back over the field to my dear master's side. That night, we were both taken to the hospital, my master with a wounded arm and I with a broken leg. It's funny how a dog's leg can be broken and he not know it. In a few weeks, my leg was well and strong again, and I went back to the battlefields, where I helped save many other poor wounded soldiers. But my master was sent home. The war has now been over for a long time, and we are back at the little farm, just as happy as we can be. To be sure, I am a little lame from my broken leg, and my master has only one arm. But Francis is old enough to take care of the little farm, and I can still watch Cosette. Francis is proud of me, because an army officer put a badge around my neck for being brave. But I am proud only because I was able to save my master's life. That is worth more to me than many badges.